This is Health News from Helen Newberry Joy Hospital and Healthcare Center, and today we're talking with Dan Netherton, a physician's assistant seeing patients at the Gibson Family Health Clinic. Dan, what piqued your interest in healthcare?
My mom, she worked as a nurse for many years. She actually just recently retired. So I kind of had interests growing up in the healthcare field. When I was in college, I started doing some direct care jobs. One of my first direct care jobs was at a camp for adults and children with special needs. So that was a really good experience to just start helping people in a physical way, in a way that they really needed. And from there, I worked on an Alzheimer's unit as a nurse's aide as my second job. And then after that, I worked in oncology as a patient care tech, which was also great, more really great experience. And then I kind of moved on up and worked my way up and got into PA school and ended up in Newberry.
That's incredible experience in a field that can sometimes emphasize high tech over high touch. So your role as a physician's assistant?
The role of a physician assistant in primary care, we have the ability to see patients, do their physicals. We can diagnose illness, prescribe medication, make a treatment plan for that patient. It's not just about prescribing medication, but there's much more for treatment plan beyond just that. And we can pretty much be your provider. In primary care, a physician assistant is really not that different from a physician.
And that seems to be a trend in more rural settings these days. PAs, is that to help make sure more patients are seen in a timely manner?
It allows us to see a lot more people. The flexibility that we can provide really allows for as many patients to get as good of care as possible.
What's your favorite part of being a physician's assistant?
Well, the first thing is the variety. I really like being able to see patients for many different things. There's never a dull day, honestly. A lot of variety. Another thing that I really like is building relationships with my patients, getting to know them over time and seeing my patients improve in their health and become healthier, make good lifestyle changes, seeing them get better and improve as people and in terms of their health. There's really nothing that I enjoy more about my job. Right now, I divvy up my time between primary care and convenient care. I really do like doing the convenient care as well, where I can see a patient, be able to treat that patient, send them home, and feel like, hey, today I helped you get better. I gave you an antibiotic to help you get better. Another big thing is, in terms of the primary care aspect, is preventive medicine. I really try to promote with my patients the importance of doing those preventive medicine things, colonoscopies, mammograms, coming in and just seeing me once a year to have your annual check in with me, see how things are going, that kind of thing. So then hopefully we can catch something bad before it happens. That's very important in primary care.
COVID-19 doesn't appear to be going away anytime soon. What do you tell your patients?
We need to continue to take it seriously, take the proper precautions. It is real, is dangerous, and we need to just keep taking the proper precautions. Wear a mask, continue to practice social distancing as recommended by the CDC. If you feel like you have symptoms related to the coronavirus, like fever, cough, shortness of breath, things like that, call our hotline before coming in.
Thank you, Dan Netherton, physician's assistant at the Gibson Family Health Clinic.